Tasi and Ete have gone to the hospital and discussed her treatment options with the surgeon. Luckily, they have found the cancer early enough and the survival rate is very high if Tasi acts quickly. She will need an operation that must be performed off-island and probably chemotherapy or radiation treatment as well. The challenges begin to mount. We now join them at their home.
Do you want something to drink?
Yeah. Then let's go over all the stuff while it's still fresh in my brain.
I'm so overwhelmed. And the weirdest thing is, I have this cancer and I don't feel anything. I mean, I don't even feel extra tired or any pain where the lump is at. I can't even feel the lump. I don't understand this cancer thing. I'm starting to understand why the old ladies call it an Aitu disease.
Well, we know it's there. We can't ignore it. And based on all this brochure the Cancer Coalition person gave us, we have a lot to learn so we can tackle this.
Well, I'm not as scared as I was yesterday. At least now we know what my options are, and we have more control over what's going to happen.
Hi, Mom. Hi, Dad.
What's with all the papers?
Well, girls, we met with a doctor today, and he told us what we need to do to beat this cancer. Sit down. Maybe you can help us.
It looks like I have to go away for a while. The operation I need will be done at a hospital off-island. We haven't decided where yet. And then there's chemotherapy and radiation treatment. Don't even ask me what that is, but I may need it. Here. There's some information about that stuff in these brochures.
Your mom and I are going to rely on you a lot while we're gone.
What? You're coming with me?
I've been thinking about it since the doctor's visit. Han, there's no way that you can handle all of this alone in a strange hospital far away from everyone you know. If it were me, I want you at my side.
I didn't think you could get off of work. And what about the kids?
We can ask Auntie Michelle to check on us, but Pooh and I are fine. We can get the boys to school and do the shopping and cooking. Grandma can stay on the weekends. We'll be fine, Mom.
Yeah, we'll be fine. We would feel a lot better if Dad was with you than here worrying about you, Mom.
So I guess that's settled. We are going together. Now, how are we going to tell the rest of the family what's going on?
Maybe we can talk about it at Tonai this weekend at your mom's.
If you feel you're ready.
I am. Okay, girls, go finish your fiaos and get your brothers in the house. Dad and I will finish up here and then we'll have dinner.
Yeah, let's go get the boys.
Okay. Well, that went better than I could have planned. I don't want this to make the girls depressed and sad.
Well, this is a major thing happening. You have this cancer, and we don't know what's going to happen when you go off-island. But with our faith in God, we are going to make the best decision possible.
Okay, I trust you. I just know that I don't want Sina's story to be my story.
Well, now we have to think about where you're going to go. The doctor mentioned New Zealand, Hawaii, or even the Philippines.
I have my sister in Hawaii, so at least we'd have some place to stay, and it's easier to travel too. Plus, the doctor had a referral for a doctor at one of the hospitals there. It seems like that would be the easiest choice.
Your sister Linga? I'm sure that she'll be glad to see me.
I think that she'll be glad to see you sleeping on her floor.
Yeah. Okay, we'll call her tonight.
Hopefully she won't be too emotional.
She's probably going to be worried about her big sister.
Well, I don't feel like a big sister right now.
Well, it's time you let everybody take care of you for a change.
How are we going to pay for all this? Just the airfares alone are going to wipe out the little savings I have from the sewing shop.
I cleared my leave with my boss today. When he found out why I'm leaving, he had no problems. Most of it is sick leave. Things will get tough with you not working, and I may have to come back before you do. But let's focus on what we need to do now. God will provide.
Mom, the boys are fighting. Tavita told Pati that you guys are going off island, and Patty started crying, and Savita slapped him, and...
Those boys.
Tell them I said to come here now. Han, we have to explain this to the boys too. I don't want them hearing stuff from people at church and school. We should be the ones telling them what's going on.
Okay, let's talk about it over dinner. Girls, let's eat. We need to say an extra thankful prayer tonight.
Ete and Tasi are slowly confronting the decisions that lay before them. At every turn, they are comforted by the fact that they have family and friends, a strong support system to rely on. Will they be able to remain positive? Will they get Tasi to treatment in time? Join us next on Tasi Leola.
Characters in Tasi Leola are fictional. Any use of real names is coincidental and purely unintentional. Tasi Leola is a project of the American Samoa Community Cancer Coalition, administered through the American Samoa Comprehensive Cancer Control Program, and funded through the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention.